Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm here with a bicyclist.
Welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Eric.
Why are you wearing a helmet and weird sunglasses?
This is evolution, love.
Okay.
I'm evolving as a father.
Okay.
This is the next step.
What is?
I become a bicycle dad.
You haven't? What are you talking about?
This is what...
You haven't ridden a bicycle?
I'm looking at your future. This is your partner. This is your co-parent.
I refuse
to let you
become a bicyclist. I don't have
anything
against
riding a bike.
This is where
I'm at. This is the age that I'm at. This is the necessary next step as a dad. Is the shorts get tighter and more elasticy?
That's actually, I think, the opposite. I feel like dads usually have the longer shorts and like cargo pants.
The quarter zips become more athletic.
Okay, what's happening? Can you just explain?
This is what needs to relax for me.
A bicycle
home. Bike dads.
Oh, so you're in character?
Like my father and his father before him? Mm-hmm. I don't think so, but like my father.
My dad never was a bicycle dad, except for he had a bike that had like a seat on the back that I'm sure... was so dangerous that we would sit in sometimes.
No, I mean, becoming bicycle dad, meaning this becomes like an extreme expensive hobby.
Yeah, I know. You're not doing that.
And daily
right?
thing. And do you have somewhere to commute to? You have somewhere you need to be?
You'll get in the way.
I'm in your way because share the road. And by share the road, it means that I have more rights than you as an operating vehicle. And I reserve that right to be consistently putting you and others in harm's way because of my need for space.
This, I have to
and
think.
And dominant exercise in public.
I have to think that this is a niche issue because
what
I
do
think
you mean?
Like the area and the neighborhood that we live in happens to be not very bike path friendly. Whereas I feel like the most other places in the world, there's not these bicyclist issues that we have here.
Could you talk about bike lanes, like better?
Yeah, and bicyclists.
Better city planning to include bike lanes in the roadways.
I'm not saying that there should be better city planning. I'm just saying like this is an issue that we have here because obviously the bikers have the right of way because
of course
they're pedestrians on bicycles and in a big car you're much more dangerous to them. But it just seems as though like every other place I've ever been, this isn't as much of an issue as.
Have
it
you
is.
Been to a Coffee Bean in Los Angeles? Because that's where we gather.
Oh my God.
Like locusts in our clickety clackety clip in shoes.
Did you buy a helmet and those glasses just for this?
Had these items. I put together this.
Why on earth did you have those glasses?
Why? Mm-hmm. They're like sport. They're like, you know, you're not going to wear like the other kind of sunglasses for like doing like sporting activities. Mm-hmm. You know,
I've never seen you wear those.
I've worn them. Okay. I wear them like kayaking. I wear them like hiking.
Okay.
If I'm like working out outside, I'll wear them. Mm-hmm. They're really, you want to try?
No, I don't. But
okay.
So are you, you're not becoming a biker though. This is just a joke to say that you don't like. When
I don't think
get
I have
way.
A, I'm saying I don't think I have a choice.
You do. You
I
do
think
have a
that this is what, cause in our community and at the age that I am, I think that. To be accepted in society, I have to start aggressively road biking around, and you need to make that time for me too. So you're going to have to, you know, take on more responsibility as a parent because I'm going to be doing this a lot of my time.
Okay, good for you. I will not be participating.
Well,
I think bike riding is fun when you're a kid, but now that I'm an adult, it just kind of hurts my vagina, honestly.
Yeah, there's some prostate issues, I would say, with bicycle seats.
I mean...
Well, they make the shorts. They have the the padding built into the shorts. I don't have those yet. But I'm sure they make women's ones with padding.
Bicycle seats were designed not for a female.
What? What would a bicycle seat designed for a female look like?
Not something that would ram up into your vagine.
So it would just be like sideways?
I'm not like a seat designer for sports. No.
Well, in your mind's eye, like what kind of seat doesn't hurt?
This is just like a known thing that like when they created the bicycle seat, they did not do it with female in mind. And it's really bad for females too.
Yeah.
Bad for our bits to be on a bike. My throat is so scratchy and dry today. It almost feels like the beginning of a sickness, which I refuse to believe or accept.
I woke up with a sore throat too.
I know. I can tell. I can hear it.
Yeah.
And my throat is so tickly. But you know what's so awful is that my initial instinct wasn't like, I should get a cough drop or something. It was, I should eat some ice cream.
Okay.
I was like, I should eat ice cream right now. Isn't that horrible? That like a normal person would be like, I need a lozenge. And I was like, I should eat a bunch of ice cream, just be eating ice cream.
No, I think you should drink water and have a lozenge.
I am drinking like ice cream, but you know what has my relaxes? It actually has to do with water. Unless you have more to say about bicycling.
No, that was pretty much covered.
Are you actually going to be a biker?
Yes, love.
Come on, you're not.
Yes.
You had a Peloton. Not
I
anymore.
I sold it.
Yeah, because it sat in the garage.
No, it's...
And that's like the most version. Ride it for a while. Okay.
I rode it frequently.
I'm just saying that like, that is like the most fun, best way to ride a bike, I would say. The fanciest. And you didn't like that, so you're not going to ride a bike.
You got to be out among... You got to be out in people's way. You got to be doing this. And then like that when you're turning that way. And then like this when you're turning that way.
It's an audio.
Yeah. You know, the arms, the hand signals for turning. Like I know those. And I know that I can pretty much do whatever I want. And if anyone hits me, it's the responsibility.
Yeah.
Or hits anything else.
Did you hit a biker today, love?
Then I took this off of them and this is their equipment. I'm committing. This is me committing to this. And
okay. Are you wearing it the whole episode? I like it. It's fun.
No, I will not be wearing it the whole episode.
I do think I want to get into what my relax is in a minute and has to do with water actually, but I'm going
to
get a lozenge first.
So
I'm
not water. Okay.
Coughing the whole time. So
you
keep
pause?
Talking about bikers. I'll be right back.
I don't think so. I think we'll just pause it.
Ugh. We're back and the biker's gone. I've got a lozenge.
Now I have to, in this Eric costume, I have to pretend to be someone I'm not when I really should be getting my miles in.
Well, I'm sorry if you hear the clickle clacking of my lozenge hitting against my teeth, but here's what needs to relax for me.
Yes, please.
Lovey, we have a problem in our home. I have a big pet peeve. Okay. Big pet peeve. And we have to figure out who in this house, there's a ghost. There's someone living in our house. That's not us, I think.
Okay.
Because we have an ice machine. Like we've got like an ice maker in the freezer that makes questionable.
You're really going to bring up this ice machine?
Well, no, listen.
Okay.
It's questionable fuzzy ice at times, speckles of things in the ice machine that like is in the, like we clearly need a filter in the one in our freezer. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, I'm sure there is one that should be cleaned.
So I have this little ice maker that I like for my drinks because I'm a freak of nature who likes my drinks frigid, more ice than you could possibly imagine, packed to the brim with ice before I put liquid in. And I like a certain type of ice. I'm very, you know, I'll use any ice as long as it's not fuzzy or have speckles in it. But the ice machine I have is like a nugget ice maker.
Yeah, it's
maker.
A little nugget ice.
JoJo Siwa, actually, the legend herself, gifted me one of these ice makers Changed my life. I was like, this is the best thing ever. So that one has since broken. I bought a new one. Love it. But you do have to replenish the ice supply. The water supply in this ice maker very often. Like, so, you know, one, what would you call it? Serving of ice probably could fill up two people's water cups. You know, like this thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you use a lot of ice, but yeah, it's like a little reservoir under a little square of like these ice nuggets. Yeah, it's small.
Yeah, and you have to refill it. So I just have this rule or this thing that if you take all the ice, just refill the water. You know, if you're like, oh, there's no more ice in here because I just took a glass of the ice. There's only a little ice left. Just refill it with water. You know, the little reservoir area underneath. I've brought this up to my lovey a couple of times and he's let me know that it is not him that is forgetting to replenish. He's let me know that he does always refill.
I actively have been. Yeah. When I use that ice, which is rare.
Right. Now I know for a fact, since this is a big pet peeve of mine, that I 100%, when it is out of ice, fill it to the brim with water. So I know 100% factual that it is not me. And you say it is definitely not you. And our kids don't use it. They can't even reach it.
No, yeah, they don't.
So it's a mystery. But I just went to get some ice because my throat is itchy, scratchy. And I was like, yeah. I'd love some fresh ice water. I was out.
I know I didn't use it today. I used the fuzzy ice today.
It's
so
empty.
I didn't touch it. That thing also is like there's something wrong with it where like to get it to produce ice, you have to like open and close the door. And a lot of times if I've refilled it, mm-hmm. and it'll work for like a second and then like stop. And now you have to open and close the door to get it to actually make ice.
Yeah, it's weird because I just opened it and it was empty. And the water was empty.
Uh-huh.
I had to refill it all.
Okay.
So we got to get to the bottom of this, love. Who's doing it?
Well, obviously,
in our house?
Obviously, you're an idiot, and
you're
passively aggressively bringing up
love.
A fight that we had off podcast.
First of all, it wasn't a fight,
and I've been even more so trying to refill it. But I also I don't use it off. The only time I use it is sometimes in the mornings when I'm having withdrawal from a certain coffee company, and I try to fake what their iced coffees are like. And you need the nugget ice to trick my brain into thinking it's that boycotted coffee. And that's what I'll do it sometimes, but I know I didn't do it today.
Yeah, I know.
I think I did do it yesterday and then refilled it yesterday.
Yeah, I know that's the problem.
I've been actively trying to more.
You always refill it. So
feel like you're being sarcastic.
Possibly...
I feel like you're being extremely sarcastic and passive aggressive. And like,
I'm not.
If I were to,
I'm being serious.
if I were to, the list of pet peeves, I don't know. I'm juggling them. I'm trying to keep up. You have a lot of things.
Yeah,
that are peevish. Certainly the little ice cubes are one of them. And I think what I'll do now is I just won't use it ever again.
I want you to use it, Lovey.
No, I won't.
I
just won't use it. I'll just use the big dirty ice.
Or what's crazy is you could just use it and enjoy it.
Uh-huh. And refill it with water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You do that, though, so we should figure out who's
doing
this.
But tell me you haven't gone to this thing, open it, and been ice, and it's just kind of like the wet little bits of ice at the bottom, just like a little, like, you know, little nuggets, like not enough for like your beverage or whatever, and you're like, oh, what the heck? And then you look to refill it, and it's full.
No.
Because that's happened to me, like, that happens to me every time I've ever done it.
That's so weird. I don't know.
And then I shut the door, and I hear it turn on again, and this is a really good conversation for this podcast.
I was only saying it because it just happened, but I do have other things I wanted to talk about.
I'm sorry, I have a game.
You have a game?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
Since you love games.
I do. I did have things to talk about, but let's do the game first.
We can talk about things first.
Well, can I tell you my real relax? Because that was just silly because it just happened to me.
Okay.
My real relax is, again, we might have a ghost in our house. Something terrifying happened to me.
What?
And I've been waiting to ask you about it. Last night, late at night, I took a shower. Okay. And when the window fogs up, sometimes our kids will like play in this. If they take a shower, they like put their hand on the shower or whatever. And so then when it fogs up, you see like their little handprint or something. Mm-hmm. It's kind of creepy, but also very cute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last night I'm taking a shower and I look on the window of the shower and I see letters and I'm like, what's this? Like who? Cause it was high. So I just assumed like, you know, it was you, but that's not very you to write on the window or the glass. So I'm like, what does it say? V E. And it wasn't like fogged up enough for me to get through the whole word. So I had to like wait for the shower. And as the shower filled like with steam,
what did it say?
Slowly V E N O. And I was like, Venom.
Yeah.
I was like, this is either Eric has a good explanation for this, or this is a horror movie.
Yeah.
Why did it say Venom in large letters high in the shower?
Well, because me and Flynn had like a hangout night, and like he was like in the bath and I was taking a shower, and we were having a conversation about
Venom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Snakes with venom. And then he asked how to spell it. And so I wrote it.
Oh, that's sweet.
So I wrote it on the shower.
That's sweet. Okay, well, that makes sense. But I thought like, it was such a weird, because sometimes I'll write like a list of like, oh, I need to do this. I'll like try to remember things.
No, it was when you were in LA at that thing and that, yeah.
Yeah, I know. So the venom though of it all was like, what the?
Yeah, that what a creepy thing to see. Like,
yeah, venom.
On a shower, yeah.
I was, yeah, I was very confused by that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Isn't that the beginning of a horror movie? Like, you're in a shower and the word venom pop like comes in through
not
the...
Not a good word. If you're...
I was like, oh my God. And just to clarify, whenever Eric showers around the kids, if that ever happens, like in the situation where I'm in LA, you were wearing a suit. You'll get in the bath with the kids or take
like
a shower with kids.
Full
and you
three-piece suit.
Yeah, suit and tie, tuxedo. Nobody does always wear a bathing suit. Whatever, but that's what our family does. But anyway.
Yeah.
Go, I don't know.
Can I do the game now?
Please do the game.
Okay, we're young, right?
What?
We're young.
According to who?
We're cool. We're hip.
Okay.
We are well aware that it's Coachella right now.
Okay.
And I've been a couple times many years ago. We were going to go this year.
Mm-hmm.
We really wanted to.
Yeah.
You know.
I had my outfits. This was one of the outfits I was going to wear.
You know, what does your shirt say today?
It says, barely tolerable.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Is that implying that you're barely tolerable or like?
Yes, that would be what that implies.
But like, as you know, of course, Coachella is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at the lineup. You know, we obviously missed weekend one, but maybe we can go to weekend two, figure something out, right?
Right.
You would love that, I'm sure.
Yeah, over
you
Easter.
You want to do the car camping? The Easter car camping at Coachella?
Yeah, I don't care about holidays, especially. Like,
yeah, you're not a big fan
of
holidays.
So I can just skip Easter and go.
But what I did is I looked at the lineup, and we're going to play a little game. Where I'm gonna say the names of three bands at a time, and you're going to tell me which band is a fake band name that I came up with.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to name three bands. Lady Gaga. Real or not real?
Real, and she's there. That's the only one I know.
I'm going to name three bands, and you tell me which one is the fake one, okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Circle Jerks.
Well, do I get to hear them all first?
I'm naming the bands right now. I'm going to name three bands, and then you tell me which one is fake.
Circle Jerks.
Wiener Party.
Wiener Party.
Viagra Boys. So you have the Circle Jerks, Wiener Party, or Viagra Boys? Which one is not an actual band?
Circle Jerks, Viagra Boys,
mm-hmm.
and Wiener something?
Wiener Party. Two of these are bands playing at Coachella right now.
Circle Jerks, I'm going to guess, is not because that's only normal one, so I feel like the other two are...
You think Circle Jerks is normal?
No, I think it's probably not. I think that one's not playing.
Okay.
Can I guess again?
Sure. Between Wiener Party and Viagra Boys.
Viagra Boys is not playing.
They are, love. Wow.
I was wrong. I lost harder than you can lose.
So Wiener Party is the one I came up with. Viagra Boys is the Swedish punk band known for their hit Man Made of Meat. And Circle Jerks, of course, the 1980s, still around to this day, punk band.
Wiener Boys
famously
was so
known for their
insane
album Golden Shower of Hits.
Wiener Boys was so insane. I thought it had to be in.
It was Viagra Boys.
What was Viagra Boys?
It was a real one.
Wiener
Boys.
Yeah, no, Wiener Boys.
I said Wiener Party.
Whatever. Wiener Party sounded so insane that I thought it had to have actually been there because.
Well, you didn't get that one. Sorry, love. Yes. Ready for the next round?
Yes.
Okay. Snow Strippers.
Okay.
Ginger Root.
Okay.
Go-Go Yo-Yos.
Go-Go Yo-Yos sounds like Abba Dabba or Abba Yabba, whatever that kid's group is.
Okay.
So I guess the first two are real.
Just right off the bat.
Yeah, why not?
You are correct.
See, I'm so good at this.
The Snow Strippers, of course, the Detroit electronic music duo. You knew that. And Ginger Root, the indie soul music project stemming from Huntington Beach.
Wow.
Ready for the next round, love?
Yes.
The Social Experiments.
Okay.
Kneecap.
Okay.
Moon Boots.
Kneecap is not, was not there. Moon Boots. Social Experiments, not real?
Not real. Made it up.
Wow, it sounds so like a Gen Z.
Kneecap, of course, the Irish hip hop trio from Belfast, and Moon Boots, a Brooklyn-based DJ.
Hmm.
Last round.
Okay.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Did you really put it on there?
It's on here, yeah.
That's so funny.
Tin liquor. Japanese breakfast.
That one's not it.
Which one?
That the last one is fake. The last one.
Which one?
Japanese breakfast.
Eh.
What?
Trick question. They're all playing there at Coachella.
Oh.
Yes. Yo Gabba Gabba.
I saw a TikTok of them there.
Known for their famous songs, Party in My Tummy and Bikes Are Fun.
Cool.
See how I tied it into bikes?
Mm-hmm.
Tin Liquor, a Dutch electro music group. It's been around since 2012. And Japanese Breakfast is a pop band from Philadelphia.
Hmm.
They've also been around for a long time. Their newest album that they're touring with now, love, is called For Melancholy Brunettes and Sad Women.
Me.
So I thought you might like them.
Aww.
Sounds like an album.
Sweet. That's so fun.
Japanese Breakfast. Had you heard of any of these bands besides Yo Gabba Gabba?
Nope. None.
They're all playing at Coachella. Should we go?
Yeah. Well, Gaga's there, which is exciting.
Lady Gaga.
Yep.
Is a headliner. Yeah, I saw a couple of TikToks of her thing. It looked like she really like it's looked like a real production.
Yeah, she always
looks really cool.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's so talented.
She is so talented, love. You did not win that game.
I'm sorry.
But I'll give you points for being cute.
Thanks.
All right.
Speaking of pop queens, pop princesses, queens. Love, what do you think of Katy Perry going to space?
On a wiener party?
Yeah, on a wiener party.
That rocket ship is very phallic.
Mm-hmm.
What do I think about it? I think it's... do you know what the point was?
No, I was going to ask you.
I don't really know much about it. Other than it's Blue Origin, so that's Jeff Bezos' company. I know his wife was on there too. I just think billionaires are doing billionaire things that, where they could be doing nice things.
Well, yeah, I'm just kind of like, why?
Is it like, is that gonna help?
I'm looking it up because
is that gonna help anybody in any way, or is it just like?
So I just looked up why did Katy Perry go to space?
Probably because she was given the opportunity because of some sort of relationship with someone involved. To me, I thought it was really, what's the word?
It says it's framed as a feminist statement, and I guess we're supposed to rejoice that space is no longer pale, male, and stale. That's from The Guardian. Hold on. But why? Yeah. What was...
I just think there's a lot of... I mean, sure. If there's a feminist message, okay, but like... I just think it's like they just, like read the room, you know, like
that's kind of how I feel. It's like, and I don't want to be anti-feminist because like if this is a feminist thing, like I want to be like, yes, women in space, like that is so cool that it's for the first craft like to go, but it's all women. But like timing maybe like,
well, I didn't see it as like it's because there's some things like happening in pop culture right now. We were like, oh, well, that's like a cool, like hopeful moment that we can all like agree on and like be hopeful about. Like, I didn't feel that way. And I can't imagine like. And I didn't see a reaction that was like, oh, this is this cool, hopeful thing. It's like the reaction I felt and saw was that like, hey, a lot of people are like struggling and a little bit like feeling a little bit like uncertainty. And this just feels like a gross display of like wealth. And it just feels you're not really reading the room.
I haven't been able to find anywhere searching it now, but also in everything I've seen online. Why? Is it just for funsies? How much does that cost, do you think?
Billion, I don't know. A lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, it says Blue Origin, that's the company, I guess, does not disclose the average cost of a seat on one of its rockets. On its website, the company says potential passengers have to pay $150,000 in the form of a refundable deposit to start the order process. So
yeah, it seems to me like an icky gross like display of like but I like women and I like science.
Yeah, so that's what I'm confused about. What was the purpose? And if someone can answer for me, because I can't seem to find an answer anywhere when I search for it, because it just seems like really bad timing. Like people are struggling so much.
Yeah, it's just like Jeff Bezos in a cowboy hat, kind of like look. I don't know. Like,
feels very dystopian. It feels very like I don't know. I don't know any of these women. I don't know what it was about. So I'm not even trying. I'm genuinely not trying to talk badly about it. I think they're probably all lovely people. I don't know any of them personally. And I'm not saying anything bad about any of them.
And Amazon, Amazon workers should probably be able to unionize. And like,
I just want to know why it happened, maybe, or like, was it just for funsies?
Amazon's not like promoting this thing. It was so dystopian. It was like, there was like this commercial, and it was like in the commercial, the premise of this commercial is this guy's at a music festival, and he's like, he's gotten a tattoo at a music festival, and it's like, oh no. And he's now infected. And it's like, oh no, did you get a tattoo? It's trying to be a funny commercial. Did you get a tattoo in a music festival? Don't worry. Like, Amazon Medical can help you. And it's a guy in a porta potty music festival showing his tattoo to like an Amazon doctor over on like the Amazon app, to which then Amazon doctor will diagnose and then prescribe you medicine that Amazon pharmacy will send to you.
Right.
And I'm just like, it just felt like very black. I don't know if you've ever seen the show Black Mirror, you know, like, mm-hmm. like on Netflix. Like, it was just like, any case, like, if just feel like all this wealth, oh, this like these super rich feels very concentrated, and just, and to me, that space flight just felt like a project for like that guy.
Well,
and
no
I don't
one can
know
tell
how it's
anyone
helping.
Else how to spend their money. So like, whatever.
I don't know.
I guess, like, I mean, I don't like it, but it's like not. It's hard when you do see things like childhood cancer and child.
And they're doing
and
they're defunding that. You know what I mean? They're doing anything, like billionaires are doing everything that can take money away from that.
Well, however, I mean, that gets sticky because you can be like, oh, well, if you treat yourself to something, should you feel guilty that you didn't? You buy a really expensive jacket or something, and should you have not spent on that so that you could have donated to someone who needed it more? I mean, it gets tricky of like, where's the
line
of when you're allowed to be upset about people spending their money and when you're not or whatever. But it's... I'm just like, but then if it was just for funsies, then
I'm
like,
the line is Marie Antoinette. You know what I mean? Like, the line is like, it's like,
well, I'm just, if it was just for funsies, why'd they publicize it so much? Like, that's why I'm like, it was everywhere the past few days for me. And I was like, why am I seeing this so much? What are they promoting? Like, are we learning something about space? Is something going to happen that is like going to help science, going to help feminism? Like, what is it that we're promoting? Because to me, I'm like, if it was just for funsies, like, maybe I should have seen an article about it. But like, I feel like it's been all over the news. And I'm like, why are we, is this a distraction?
Well, you said
like,
when you looked
happening?
It up, are they like, they're trying to sell tickets to that?
I literally can't even find it. I put, why did you go to space? What was it about?
Is it about innovation in some way? Or and this is somehow going to help us? Like, is that helping the planet or hurting the planet? Like,
it just says, hold on. Why on earth did she go? This is USA Today. I don't know how reputable any news source is anymore, but
yeah, I don't know.
It says, here's an ad. Oh, sign up for our subscriptions to read this. I think it's to promote the space tourism company. Why on earth did Katy Perry go to space? In her Elle interview, Katy Perry expressed that she was flying for her daughter to inspire her to never have limits on her dreams. Like, I mean, you can, get it, but like, and that's cool. I'm glad that she has that moment with her daughter, but like, I inspire my kids when like.
Katy Perry, I'm sure, inspired her doing what she does, which is like, you know, like, didn't she have that halftime show at the Super Bowl where there was like a dancing shark and a kid with a backpack?
I mean, people
that's
should,
great. Like, she's not like. I don't think your daughter's gonna be like, yeah, you. She's not like an actual like.
Listen,
astronaut. She's a passenger on a she's a celebrity passenger in like a gimmicky billionaire's like wiener rocket ship. Like,
well, I'm not against people wanting to go to space and they want to pay for it, and that's what they want to spend their money doing. And I don't. I actually like. I'm not. It feels gross when it's promoted so much when there's so much going on where people need so much right now to see that is kind of like icky, but. I'm not against like people. If she wants to go to space, people should be able to go to space, do whatever. I don't know. Spend your money however you want. It's not my business. But what's weird to me is the promotion of it.
Yeah.
Because it feels like they're promoting, like, we're going to learn this thing about science or. Because people.
I don't think my opinion means nothing like on the subject. I don't know. It gave me like evil villain vibes more so than it did like, oh, this is this cool, hopeful moment that we can all cheer on in these dark, uncertain times. You know what I mean? Like, or whatever.
Well,
like,
yeah, that's why I was hoping you had an answer because you usually are more in the know with news than I am. So I was
avoided it. I saw that and I was just like, I just kind of.
Because then there's also the like, the part of my, the feminist part of my brain that's like, wait, is this happening every week? Like men are just going up to space for funsies, but just only because it's all women this time we hear about it. So we can all hate women for doing it when men do it every day.
Right. I know. That's the other thing.
That's part of my brain too, is I'm like, it's annoying that like all that, like what's the point of it just for funsies when there's so much yucky going on in the world. But like at the same time, do they take this mission? Do they take this every day? Do they do this every day? It's just all dudes and no one cares. It's only because it's women. Everyone's mad. Is that the, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to ask. I'm genuinely trying to understand.
If they are doing it all the time with dudes, like they're not promoting it and like, they're not having like, you know, I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
I think that he put his wife on it. Like, and also why it look like that?
Who?
What?
What do you mean? Why look why like, it, oh, the rocket
it,
ship?
Yeah, why does it look like that?
I think that's what rocket ships look like. I don't know. I've never been on a rocket ship, but I didn't mean to have a whole discussion about that. It's not even in my notes.
You thought I just like
about.
How it would be like, oh, they did it for this reason.
Yeah, I thought maybe you'd, because I've just been. It's in,
no, love, they did not do it to raise money for childhood cancer, if that's what you're wondering.
No, I was just wondering if they're going to. I love science.
Yeah.
I love space. I love stars. I love.
Certainly a scientist. Certainly some astrophysicist got a job because of it. So that's.
So I was curious if it.
For space tourism. That's great. That's,
like if it was like, oh, they all paid to go on this rocket ship to go. They paid this $1 million each to go up to space. And all that money is being donated to NASA to do blah, blah, blah. Or to childhood hunger. To blah, like if it was like a fundraising, we're going to space and we're the first women to do it. Like an all woman crew. You know, like I just was like looking for a. Why is this being shoved in my face so much?
Yeah. No, I think they just wanted to shove it in your face and they had the...
I don't know. I'll keep doing research on that, but maybe you guys can tell me. I don't know because I...
Yeah, could be wrong. That's just my general pessimistic interpretation, you know.
I don't know.
Reaction to
in
it.
More, in a more light...
Please.
I'm sorry. So I collect rocks. I don't know if you know about this about me, love. I know like we've been married for a while, but like I like rocks.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the beach recently because we do that sometimes. And I found a rock with like a little fossil in it. And sometimes I find those. I'm not very good at I don't know anything about fossils. I find them every once in a while though. And they'll have like a tiny tooth or a tiny bone fossil, or usually it's a shell fossil, like a clam shell fossil or something. And I'm always curious, like, how old is this? How can I find out how old this is? I want to learn more about it. But it's so confusing to me. And every time I try to research on it, I just get like lost and confused. And I think you just really have to go to school for a very long time to be that smart. And so anyway, I have these fossils and I was trying to figure out how old they are. And then I was thinking about like, what is like the oldest living thing? Because you know how you hear people go like, oh, it's a living dinosaur, like the horseshoe crab. They say it's a living dinosaur because it hasn't evolved at all since the dinosaurs. There's a few creatures like that.
It's been around. It was around millions of years, but long before the dinosaurs, but it has evolved.
Well, it would have been millions.
It does have like, it has evolved a little bit.
Yeah, but obviously. It's essentially the same as like
yes.
The idea. So there's like a few creatures like that, especially in the ocean that, I think only in the ocean, honestly, that are like living dinosaurs. I guess birds are the, whatever, I'm getting distracted, but here's where I'm getting. I was like, what actually is the oldest living creature on this earth?
Yep.
And I found out.
What is it?
Well, it looks like it's kind of like a coral. It's like called glass worms or glass coral or something, but not very interesting. So well, the next oldest thing, what?
Did you see that they brought dire wolves back? Did you see that?
No.
They used the DNA of like a wolf to modify it from science and bring back dire wolves, which have been extinct for thousands and thousands of years. Like from Game of Thrones. Science. And they're going to do it next with woolly mammoths, they say.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah, I know. It seems
this
like
is Jurassic Park.
It
shit.
Seems like Jurassic Park. Yeah, they did that with dire wolves. You didn't see that in the news? They have them. They have like little puppy dire wolves, love. Like all, like just like the ones in Game of Thrones, like giant and like fluffy and white. Hmm. But yeah, what is the oldest animal?
okay. Sorry, now I'm like, I'm distracted by that, but. Okay, so well, I guess ocean, I would have been ocean animal, I guess. Hold on, oldest living.
You're distracted by what?
I was distracted by what you said, because now I'm thinking like they're going to just like, be making dinosaurs come to life, it seems like.
Sorry, I didn't mean to distract you. I thought you were just playing something.
Well, okay, sorry. Anyway, glass sponges are the oldest, which is like a, looks like a coral type of thing, like a jelly. Those are,
that's not
can
exciting.
Live for more than 10,000 years. Like there's some that are
this
alive.
Sponge.
That are, okay, well, anyway. Right. So that wasn't exciting. But what is exciting, have you heard of the Greenland shark? The Greenland shark?
No.
It's crazy. So there's these huge sharks that like dwell near like the bottom of the ocean, I think. I didn't even know these things were a thing. But I was just curious, like, what is old? Like, do we have like living fossils? You know, like what animals, like a living fossil? And these sharks are so freaking old. And they are huge. Like the width of them is like probably bigger than you are tall. Like they're
if it's bigger than 6 feet,
huge.
You don't know.
I know. It could be the size of a house. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I know they're like insanely massive.
Not bigger than like a whale shark.
I don't know.
Whale shark's the biggest shark. So it can't be bigger than that. But they're big. Okay. It's a Greenland shark.
Well, now I have to look that up because you're trying to pop my bubble of happy excitement.
No, I just asked, you said there's big and I said how big and you just did the arm thing and didn't say any.
They average 8 to 14 feet, but can reach up to 24 feet.
Wow. That's exciting.
Very big. Okay. So anyway, they look totally insane. They look like they've been alive for a billion years.
Can I see a picture of one?
Actually, they look old. They look old
pretty like,
and tired.
Yeah.
So they have
they're pretty rusty.
So the oldest one that they found so far, they think they live to be like probably around 500 years old.
They live to be 500 years old?
Yes, but they said the oldest shark they found right now is they've studied a group of 28 of them and the oldest one they studied in that was 392 years old.
That's so crazy.
That actually is crazy.
Don't tortoises live like a really
They do.
Like that?
It's like 200 years.
They've seen some stuff.
But that's crazy to me. They found a 400-year-old shark.
Yeah.
How old is America?
1776.
Yeah, but what's the math on that?
I don't know.
Is that shark older than America? We sound real dumb right now.
250 years. Didn't they just have that centennial bison? Well, I don't know.
Also, their flesh is toxic when it's fresh, but after they're dead, if you prepare it properly, you can eat it. Why would you be eating these things?
Why would you eat it if it could live to be 500 years old?
And I was like, wait, how do they know this bitch is 392 years old? Like, did they ask her? They see count how many birthday candles are on her cake? Like, how do you know?
I'm sure they do it with like, I would say teeth.
No. They use radiocarbon dating in their eye lenses.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. To estimate their age. So they look at the eyeball lenses.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, I'm like, well, how do they do that? It's a freaking huge shark. Did they take her eyeballs out?
I don't know.
But they also, these sharks are known to have these like nasty parasites that eat their eyeballs. And so when they get old, these parasite things eat their eyeballs out and they're blind and they still just live and swim around because they don't need their eyes.
What do they eat?
They eat seals and they eat, I think they eat some sort of small whale type of thing. I can't remember what, I remember it was big stuff. Like,
okay. But, well, that was my, yeah.
But I know they eat big things. It says they eat marine mammals and they even can eat land animals. They eat fish, blah, blah, blah. But seals. And they can also eat cod, skates, redfish, lots of different kinds of fish. Additionally, they have been found with the remains of land animals like reindeer, horses, and polar bear in the stomachs. What? That's crazy.
Your lozenge work.
Sorry.
So crazy.
Is it loud?
I don't know what it's going to sound like, but
I'm sorry, guys. My throat's so scratchy.
I'm just like, how for me, a lozenge, it's like 3 minutes and then I just bite it, crush. You know what I mean?
But I'm trying to make it last
been,
because my throat's
been
so tickly.
Working on that thing this whole
I'm
time.
I'm so sorry if that's like clink and clacking.
It's hilarious to me. I just had to, I was
I'm
like,
so sorry, guys.
I was like, eventually I have to comment on this. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
No, it didn't embarrass me. I just feel bad. But I thought you'd be more excited about that. I thought that was so cool that there's like some shark living around there. It's 400 years old.
Yeah.
And they're huge and crazy looking. And they.
It's exciting.
Whatever.
Well, it is. It's a cool looking shark. I don't. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I just didn't know that there was one that old.
Yeah. I did not know that. I just assumed like, yeah, like a tortoise is like the oldest living like creature.
Like, look at this shark eating a seal. Look at that.
How did he even get, they feel like they'd be slow or something. Why is that seal just like crawling out? It just looks like just chill to be in its mouth.
It's not.
Yeah.
I think it's not very happy about that. Anyway, I guess not as cool as I thought. I'm very much like Flynn. I get excited about these sea creatures.
I'm excited too. I don't, what should I do to act more excited?
Ride a bike, love.
Cheer.
Go ride a bike.
You want applause?
Yes.
Good job, love. Good job discovering that shark.
Are you excited about Easter?
How could I not be? Your enthusiasm for holidays is only big. It is not small. Your eye just twitched at me.
It did.
I'd never seen anyone celebrate Easter the way that you do, which is like, it's like almost like Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like you really celebrate it.
I love it.
We would do Easter baskets and that's about it.
I think Easter is so
fun. A little Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are we doing?
We're having an Easter party.
Mm-hmm.
Easter Bunny's going to come.
I saw the invite. What are the adult games? Is it adult Easter egg hunt?
Yeah. After the kids go to bed, we're going to do a glow Easter egg hunt.
Outside?
Depends on weather. I kind of like doing it inside last year. It was fun because like everyone was like screaming.
Last year was raining, right? So it was like we did it inside. What's going to be in these adult eggs?
Do you not remember last year?
Well, I'm asking about this year.
You'll have to wait and see, I guess.
All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Might fill some of my own then.
Okay.
Don't ask me what's going to be in them.
Okay. Well, Lovey, I know you looked up comments this week.
I did.
Do you want to tell me
I looked up some comments from on our last episode. You want to hear some of them?
Yeah. What do they say?
It's CJ Central said, did anyone notice how Colleen looked really hot today? Like those jeans, the shirt, and that hair? Girl, you're glowing.
You wrote a comment?
Top comment, love.
You wrote a comment?
Top comment.
No one said that.
They did, love.
They always talk about how hot you are. I'm
no,
shocked.
This episode, it's all you.
Well, not this episode. But maybe the last one, yeah. I don't
take
remember
it.
What I was wearing.
Take
I
just a compliment.
Thank you so much. I don't remember what I was wearing, but thank you.
Paula Lopez.
Paula Dean?
No, not Paula Dean. Paula Lopez said, physical therapist here. Actually, when some people changed into thinner pillows, their neck pain and back pain disappear because they don't clench
no
their
way.
Teeth and have less tension in mouth and neck.
That's amazing.
That's right.
So you've been doing it right all along, love.
And she's a physical therapist.
And I've been doing it wrong because I like a
well,
big
for some people, sure.
No, I feel like, well, no, physical therapist says that helps. So that would be the correct way.
It helps some people, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, just saying.
Yeah, I think then you win that. I think that means you're right.
The quirky squirrel, 5449, I guess the quirky squirrel other numbers was taken, unless that's a meaningful number. 5449. Walking on the beach and crouching down to pick up rocks is exercising and you enjoy
yes.
it and feel mentally healthier. You're hot and you exercise, love. That's what we're figuring out in these comments.
Why is
see?
Everyone being so nice to
so
me in the
down
comments
on
today?
Yourself. What else was there? Colleen. This
what?
Is well, this is from Paula again. She
Paula,
twice.
Double comment.
Physical therapist. And she loves your jeans. Colleen, the jeans. Fire emoji.
They're
fire
like,
emoji.
They've never seen me
fire
in pants
emoji.
That aren't leggings.
So cute. Glad you found them. Where did you find these jeans, love?
Love.
I when you wore those jeans, guess who commented on them too when I saw them? I go, what did I say? I go, new jeans?
Well, because I never like wear them. Pants other than leggings. But you guys, you want to know the tea about my husband? He does not watch my videos.
Have you been talking about the jeans in your videos?
Oh, yeah. But like he
oh,
has.
Okay, maybe that's
anything
why.
That happens in my videos. Like, he probably knows about because he's my husband and we talk and hang out and are, you know.
Well, I didn't know the jeans
married.
Became a thing.
Well, it's because I made a whole video about how excited I was. I finally found jeans because.
That you liked?
It's not even that I like them. It's that, like, the style right now is kind of like to have a little baggier of a jean. But my body type, I have really long legs, a short torso,
right,
and no
yes,
hips.
Yes.
So to find pants that fit my butt and hips, which is like nothing. But are the length of my legs
yeah.
does it does not exist. All of my pants go to like mid calf.
Right.
And so I found jeans that were like 50, 40 bucks on TikTok
Whoa.
Shop and they're stretchy. They feel like pajamas.
You know what? You know what I would do if I were you?
What?
Buy another pair and then put it in the closet, but don't open it. You know what I mean? So you'll have them again in case you can't find them
well,
again.
Well, can I tell you something?
Or buy them in every, you know, if
well, this is a
colors.
Problem. Is I think because they're cheap, like kind of crappy, kind of cheap jeans, even though they're amazing. I bought the first pair and they were so amazing. And I was like, but wait, I know there's going to be a flaw with these. I'm going to wash them and they're going to shrink and be too short.
Mm-hmm.
Washed them, didn't shrink. I was like, these are the best jeans. So I went and I bought another pair in a darker shade of jean.
Okay.
I was like, yes, sweet. And I washed them.
The darker pair.
Too short. They shrunk a lot.
Well, Okay, I guess since you didn't have that problem with the first one. Yeah, I think you just like, you should just, you know, air dry them. I mean, just line dry them, whatever that means to you.
Yeah.
Like wash them, but then don't put them in the dryer.
Right.
People do that with clothes.
They do.
What else we got here? JD Warren Four said, I had a waterbed. The waterbed you're talking about was the waveless, I believe. The one you were talking about. But this person had the full fledged waves.
Wow. So the full thing
was
just
all. I know about those waves, love.
I wonder if anyone still has a waterbed.
No one's saying that.
Yeah, I believe that. Did anyone else want to know about your waterbed experience?
No, not a single comment.
What?
The talk about this is from Lexi. Hi, Lexi. The talk about pillows got me passionate because my husband and I both have pillow cubes and they have lasted us years and we bring them to hotels and I even vacuum packed them so I could bring them on a cruise. This led me to look up, what's a pillow cube?
A pillow cube?
Pillow cube. I didn't know. There's a thing, it's a pillow cube. It's another expensive pillow, love, that I've got to try.
Is it a cube?
So I'm going to order a pillow cube.
Won't you hate that? Because it's not flat.
It looks flat. It's just a square.
That looks very fluffy.
I wonder if they
deflate?
I don't know if they make them in different thicknesses.
I want to try this pillow cube. This is not a
Get
sponsorship.
Get your own cube.
Yeah. How much are they?
That one says $70.
Oof. That is a lot of dollars. No,
but I'm looking at other pillows here. That seems to be like, there's a, what is this? There's one here. There's a $269 pillow here.
Oh my God.
What the heck?
Is it pillow cube?
$200.
You guys.
What are these pillows?
This.
$120, $240, love. And those look like the ones you have. Are those the ones you have? Do you have $240 pillows?
No, I don't. I don't know what that is, but
lying?
That looks similar. I don't know. I don't remember buying my pillows. I don't remember how long ago that was. I've had them for a bajillion years.
Wow. Well, in any case, I'm excited to now have to try another new pillow.
Thanks
for
the suggestion.
The innovation continues. But yeah, those are some comments that I saw.
So it was mostly about pillows. That's so funny.
You can tell from my screenshots on my phone that I was like, oh, I like this comment, this mm-hmm. comment, this comment. And then, oh, pillows. Yeah. What's that pillow about?
And then you got distracted.
And then the
by
rest
the pillows.
Of the screenshots are just different pillows.
The amount of screenshots I have on my phone that I've never looked at again. Like I take so many screenshots of things every single day. Being
yeah.
Like,
cause you're like,
oh,
I'm gonna
I want to remember this.
Yeah. And then I never look at them again.
I bet either. If I went through my screenshots on my phone right now, it would be hysterically like embarrassing.
Okay.
Like I kind of feel like I want to see what, sorry, this is probably not interesting. Maybe we should be done with the podcast and I can do this next week. Do you guys want to see my screenshots next week?
Yeah. Let us know.
Is that interesting? Is that
just
fun?
Give me the first one.
Well,
is there an album called Screenshots?
Here's the thing.
I don't know.
With the new update.
Yeah. The update confuses me as well.
Effing knows because the new update on the phone destroyed.
They're really
destroyed.
Pushing the memories. It's like, yeah, I know where the memories are. Like I would just scroll for the memories. You don't have to curate these little like slideshows for me. Unless people like those.
It's so annoying how they changed everything. The photos is like, I did just find screenshots. So.
Okay.
You want just one? A lot of screenshotting of the tides.
When the tide charts?
Tide charts. Let's see, what's this?
You're
a lot of comments for like tortilla talk and whatnot. Let's see, there's a screenshot of, I'm trying to find something that would be a lot. It's a lot of tortilla talk questions. Oh, a lot of thank you for your purchase, like the order number of something, as if I don't get an email saying.
Right, yeah. Well, you got to have proof of purchase. I do that too. Because I'm like, what if the email gets lost?
Right. I have a screenshot of it's all questions of this. I have a screenshot of this specific Greek feta dressing that I like.
You love a Gerard's.
There's a screenshot of a crab toy.
Pancake.
That I wanted to remember. A lot of screenshots of rocks, love. Lots of rocks.
Well, great.
Lots of rocks on here.
Now
lady.
I don't have to do this next episode. You don't have to answer that question if you want to see them.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know.
Well, just screenshots of rocks. What are you doing? Why not just take the picture? Screenshots of rocks. What do you mean? Are these other people's rocks?
No, I'll tell you what it is.
Are you taking pictures of rocks and then screenshotting your own photos?
I'm filming rocks and then screenshotting the footage.
Why?
Because I can't get like good pictures that are close up of rocks on my phone but the video camera takes really good close-up video of the rocks. So I film with my phone to get high quality detailed footage of the rocks, and then I screenshot it to like Google image search to try to figure out what kind of rock it is.
You are special.
Interesting.
Interesting. I said special.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, not not that interesting, but that's that. I don't know if we talked about anything today. Bikers.
Oh, yeah, we got to go because I got to go on my on my ride.
Sounds good. I got
to doing 7 miles today.
Thanks for watching, listening.
On then meet up with the other dads at Coffee Bean.
And, we'll see you guys next week. Right?
Maybe. No, I don't.
Bye.
Bye.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.